Checkpoint Charlie! Checkpoint Charlie! This is the finish line. Over. Do you read me, Charlie? Over.
Hey! Charlie, wake up! Any sign of Doug or Dylan yet? Charlie!
Yeah, yeah. Nobody, nothing, nada. They probably chickened out. I mean, who in their right mind would race down Suicide Hill anyway?
Look, it takes a while to get to the top. Just keep your eyes peeled. You should see them any time now.
Hey, I've been watching this road like a... like a hawk. Yeah, I mean, if there was anyone coming, I would have spotted. I may have a possible sighting here. Might as well give up now, Taylor. This race is all mine. Dream on, Doug!
Crazy kids, likely to get somebody killed.
Holly, they're going into the switchbacks. If they make it through, they should be coming into your view.
Watch it, Hardy!
You're in my way!
There's only one! It's Doug! Oh no! What happened to Dylan?
Oh no!
Are you all right?
Oh. What happened?
You crashed.
I know that. Who got my way?
Hey, Dylan. Wow, you're a mess.
Elliot! I should have known.
Look what you did to my net. You know, you really got to be more careful.
I ought to be. Couldn't you hear me yelling?
Hey. Tough luck, Featherface. From now on, you can just call me the King of Suicide Hill.
You got lucky this time, Harding, but next time...
Next time? Boy, I sure hope there will be a next time. Because it looks like your racing days are over for a while, pal.
What else could go wrong? No! Oh!
Thank you.
one root beer float, just like I promised, Doug.
Aw, don't take it so hard, Taylor. You can't help it that you're such a loser.
Loser? I was in the lead, Harding, and I would have won too if it wasn't for... Weird Elliot.
Hey, I can't help it if some klutz got in your way. Besides, he's your friend.
Look, I barely even know the guy.
Dylan! So there you are!
Not again.
I just wanted to tell you to stop worrying. I was able to fix my net.
That's great, Elliot.
Look, it works almost as good as new. Oh, I'm real sorry. Here, let me.
That was on purpose.
Let go of him, Doug.
And you put him up to it, didn't you, Taylor?
Doug, I said.
Dylan, what's going on?
It wasn't Dylan, Mr. Whitaker. This other boy grabbed me, and Dylan was just trying to protect me.
Doug, I won't have any of that going on here at Wits End. I want you to leave. Now.
You're gonna pay for this, Taylor. You and your little weird friend.
Wow. I don't know how to thank you, Dylan.
That's okay. Really.
Hey! Maybe I could teach you about butterfly collecting.
I don't think so.
No, really. It's easy. I'll help you.
Elliot, I'm not really interested in chasing crummy insects right now. So far today, you've helped me lose the race, completely total my bike, and now Doug Harding is out there waiting to get even.
I'm sorry, Dylan.
Hey,
maybe we could...
Look, I'd really appreciate it if you would just leave me alone for a while.
Oh. Sure.
Wait a minute, Elliot. I didn't mean...
No, you're right. I've caused you enough trouble. Sorry.
Oh, Elliot.
Hey, Elliot. I've been waiting for you.
No, please!
Oh, I'm not gonna hurt you. I just wanted to apologize and see if we can still be friends.
Really?
Well, you handled that rather delicately.
I know how it must have sounded, Mr. Whitaker. But I wasn't trying to be mean or anything.
I think you made it quite clear that you didn't want Elliot around.
But Mr. Whitaker, you don't know what it's been like. Ever since he moved here, he's been following me everywhere. I try to be nice at first, but he just won't leave me alone.
Sounds like he's just looking for a friend.
But why does it have to be me?
And why not you?
Well, because...
Yes?
Well, he keeps on messing things up for me, Mr. Whitaker. And besides, you saw the way he talks and acts. Everybody thinks he's sort of, well, weird.
Dylan, have you got a few minutes?
I guess so.
And no matter how hard I try, it always seems to turn out the same way.
Oh, that's too bad.
If only there was some way, maybe... Something I could do to show people that I...
Hey! I think this is your lucky day.
An imagination station adventure!
I'm hoping that this might give you a little insight into the problem you're facing. Now remember, Eugene and I will be right here monitoring the adventure.
What could go wrong?
Well, I think you'll find that this adventure is, shall we say, a little different. All set, Eugene?
Standing by.
Different? Like, how different?
I think it's best if you discover that for yourself. All right, Eugene, start the program.
Kind of spooky. At least he could have told me where he was going.
Hey! Is that you?
John.
John, I've been searching all over for you.
But my name's not.
Has anybody seen you?
I don't think so. I mean, I just got here.
Well, quick, get into the carriage before you're spotted.
But where are we going?
Why, back to the carnival, of course.
The carnival, huh? Well, I guess that would be all right. So, you say I tried to run away?
Yes, and I have no idea why. We've tried to provide you with such a wonderful home here. After all, you are our star attraction.
Wow, I've always wanted to be in a circus.
Ah, and here's where you will be performing your act.
What am I? A lion tamer or something?
Not really.
Hey! What are you doing?
Locking you up where you belong.
You can't do this.
Oh, can't I?
But you said I was your main star.
A star? No. An attraction? Yes. Leopold Drimmer proudly presents the Eighth Wonder of the World!
Elephant Man?
I paid a small fortune to buy you for this sideshow, and as long as people are willing to pay for a peek at your idiot's face, you will remain in my possession.
What are you talking about? There's nothing wrong with my face.
Such a pity. First the body, now the mind.
But this is crazy!
Rest well, John. I wouldn't want you to miss your beauty sleep.
Wait! Wait! Come back! Who's there?
Shh! Quiet. You want me to break you out of there, don't you?
Sure. There is crazy.
Here, you better put this hood on before we get into town.
A hood? But what do I need this for?
You can't very well go into town looking like that.
Oh, no. Not you, too.
Oops. Hey, fellas.
Here he is, just like I promised. Your very own private showing.
What? But I thought you...
Now pay up. That's 1 shilling each.
Hold on! How do we really know there's a monster under there?
Yeah, take off the mask, then we'll pay.
All right. But you better brace yourselves. You've never seen his life before.
Sorry to disappoint you guys. I...
Ow! It's awful!
Look at the freak. He really does look like an elephant.
What is wrong with everybody around here? I look as much like an elephant as you do.
What did you say?
Hey, hands off! I've got to get him back in one piece. Now pay up!
Don't touch me!
Hey!
Stop him! He's getting away! Go get the fruit!
What is it, Mum?
A monster! It attacked me and ran down that alley!
So, running away again, eh?
It's mine!
There he is! Get him!
There he is! Look
out! Get him now! Get him! Get away!
This way, man!
Come on!
Stand back! He might attack!
No! Can't you see? Just like you! I'm just like you!
Dylan!
Oh, Rick. Am I glad to see you?
Come on. I want to show you something. I based the adventure you just experienced on this book. It recounts a true life story.
You mean someone really went through all that?
His name was John Merrick. He was born with a rare bone disease that progressively disfigured his body. Eventually, it got so bad that people started calling him...
The Elephant Man.
Yes. People were so busy judging his outward appearance that they never stopped to realize that it was a sensitive, God-created person trapped inside.
That's just how I felt. They couldn't see who I was.
And that's just how Elliot feels, too. I spoke to his parents last week, and they told me that that was the main reason they moved here. To get away from kids that laughed and made fun of him.
Aw, man, Mr. Whitaker. Do I ever owe him an apology?
Well, hold on, Dylan. Before you go, there's something else you should know. Remember before when you said that Elliot was different?
Oh, Mr. Whitaker, I'm really sorry about that.
Dylan, Elliot's deaf.
Deaf? You mean he can't hear?
That's why he couldn't hear you yelling to get out of the way this afternoon, and why he has difficulty talking.
But that can't be right. He didn't seem to have a hard time hearing me in the soda shop.
Well, that's because...
Dylan! Dylan, you've got to come quick!
What's the matter?
It's Elliot. He's gonna go off the top of Suicide Hill.
What?
Are you sure?
I'm positive. He and Doug Harding are headed up there right now.
Harding? Oh, no. Holly, can I borrow your bike?
Well, sure.
I think you both better go. Dylan, take Eugene's bike. It's parked around the back.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Eugene? Eugene!
Yes, Mr. Whitaker?
Drop whatever you're doing. I think the kids might need our help.
I don't know.
It sure looks a lot steeper from up here.
Aw, go on. You want to impress everybody, don't you?
You sure about this crate? It looks pretty old.
Hey, I'm your buddy, aren't I? Would I let a pal of mine do something that wasn't absolutely safe?
I guess not. Would I?
Come on, get going before you chicken out.
Hey, wait!
Don't forget to use the brakes! What's left of them.
Don't forget to use the brakes.
The brakes!
We're too late! Here he comes!
Help!
We can't stop! Dylan, what are we gonna do?
I don't know, but I better make up something fast! Hold on, Elliot! I'm coming!
Good work, Eugene. They're right below us.
Dylan!
Try to reach over and grab my wings!
Look out! So was this part of your plan? Dylan, there's a turn up ahead! We'll never make it!
The train! Elliot, get as close to the train as you can!
Why? What are you gonna do?
We're gonna jump for it!
Jump for it? Are you crazy?
Ah!
wait a minute.
They made it, Eugene! They made it!
Dylan, now what do we do?
I can see a door up ahead! Come on! We gotta make our way up to it!
Eugene, take us in close. Maybe I can get the engineer's attention. Department of Transportation? I think we've got a small problem.
Thanks, Dylan. That was a close part. So, where's the engineer?
Yes, sir. I've written it all down. All right.
Mr. Whitaker, is there something I can do?
Pray, Eugene. Just pray.
Got any ideas how to stop one of these things?
Right above you, Dylan. Go over to the main control panel.
I'm on my way.
Dylan, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just having trouble with the phone.
Cord's too short. No reach.
Dylan, what was that? Hello? Dylan? Dylan!
This can't be happening.
Eugene, we've got to figure out some other way to communicate to them. If we don't, they'll... Oh, dear Lord.
Dylan, what are we gonna do?
I'm thinking. It's lit. Come on.
We can't hear you.
Elliot. Watch me!
Louder, Whit! Louder!
Go into the main control room and look for the red brake lever.
It's no good, Whit! We can't!
Turn the lever slowly to the right.
Let's see. Engine into idle. First, pull the left red lever. Then, push the upper right flashing button.
What are you doing?
Dylan, give me a hand. I need your help with this last lever.
Is that the brakes?
Trust me. I know what I'm doing.
Come on, Elliot. You can do it.
Now, Dylan, pull!
Stop the train.
That was easy. Whit told me.
Whit told you? But if I couldn't hear him, then how could you?
Dylan, that's what I was trying to tell you before. You know, about Elliot being deaf.
Huh?
Even though sign language is a lot easier for me to communicate with, I also know how to read lips.
Wow. That's so cool.
I've got to hand it to you guys. That was hilarious. I mean, I haven't laughed so hard since...
It's not funny, Doug. Don't you realize that you could have gotten Elliot killed?
Hey, don't get mad at me. He wanted to do it. Besides, weren't you the one who said that he was weird?
Quiet, Doug.
That's right. Admit it. You said he was weird. What's the matter? Won't say it to his face, huh?
Doug, go on home. You've caused enough trouble for one day.
Can't even take a little joke.
Well, we'll just see how funny your parents think it is when I call them tonight.
Oh, Elliot. I'm so sorry.
Come on, Eugene. I think they need some time to themselves.
Elliot, the truth is, I did say that about you. But you've got to believe me that...
That's okay, Dylan. I know you didn't mean it.
You do?
Sure. It's like that saying, you know, action speaks louder than words. You stuck your neck out for me today. Probably saved my life. Only a real friend would have done something like that. Thanks.
I don't know what to say.
Well, if you're interested, you can still come over to see my butterfly collection.
Sounds great.
If I may borrow a classic movie colloquialism, that looks like the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
It sure does, Eugene. It sure does.